UFOs and aliens. Today, I would like to address several things involving the number of UFOs we have been seeing lately. There is no denying one of two things has happened. Either interest in UFOs has increased incredibly, or there are far more UFOs being seen in the sky. It could be all this talk about us getting into space, going back to the moon and putting people on Mars has caused this flap. On the other hand, the United States finally releasing UFO evidence and the amount of former personnel talking about that evidence could also be the reason. I'm sure we will know more in the years to come. Some people are saying we are going to find out things are not the way many of us think they are. They are intimating UFOs are not really UFOs at all. When we say UFOs, we are referring to unidentified flying objects, but some believe they are identified and are examples of our advanced technology. If this is true, why would they be seen taunting many of our aircraft? The people who believe UFOs are our own machines state they are just testing them out against our conventional aircraft, and the pilots of our conventional aircraft know nothing about the fact they are ours. This idea has started to take hold lately, and while it is not the belief of the majority of people who believe there are UFOs, the group who believe this is getting larger. I have read some of the articles which claim these craft are ours. There is not much proof to indicate this is true, but there are small smatterings of evidence here and there, and the question is it enough to believe this? There is no doubt a couple of people who have said this are in a position to know, and when they make statements like this on their deathbed, we may have to give them some credit, and hopefully their sickness is not making them believe something is true which isn't. We have seen in the past stealth craft being kept secret until they were needed, so I believe we do have a lot of secrets, but the question is, do we really have a quantum leap in space travel propulsion and craft? While I would hope so, I find it kind of hard to imagine. The reason for this is we are spending so much money on conventional spacecraft. Some say it is a cover-up to hide what is really going on, but the amounts which are being spent are astronomical. I would have thought if it was a cover-up, we would be moving much slower so as not to expend so much in funding. One thing which has finally happened is the media is picking up on some of the UFO sightings which would have been unheard of just a few years ago. The ridicule factor has gone way down. Is it because people realize there are billions of planets out there creating incredible odds for more life? I think this has contributed to at least some of these beliefs. The New York Post has called 2019 about a year for UFO sightings. They even went on to say talk of UFOs was once thought to be fictional and used to sell tabloids. This is quite a change. Of course, it ignores the fact UFOs have been reported in the mainstream media before, but just not many times. I am referring to the UFOs over the White House in the early 1950s, which were headlined in the papers for about 3 days, and also the Roswell UFO crash, which was retracted a day later. When the United States Navy decided to release video of fighter jets chasing UFOs, it couldn't help but increase the belief in UFOs. Interestingly, what has been pretty much ignored was the fact one of the pilots who saw the video said when he chased the UFO it was not the one shown in the video and was a different shape. The video showed what is now known as a tic-tac-shaped UFO. Did the Navy or some other government entity swap out the image of the UFO which was being chased to make it look different for some unknown reason? If they did, was there something about original image which would have indicated it was probably ours? As I reported another time, a witness who saw a triangular UFO had said he knew it was one of ours. When he was asked by an investigator how he knew, he commented it was a triangular UFO with lights at each angle, and he noticed that the lights looked just like ordinary light bulbs, and that is why he felt the way he did. Could the UFOs which were being chased have been triangular UFOs, and did the Navy or some other government entity know about his comments and decide they had better swap out the image? Why would one of the pilots lie about this? I believe he wouldn't. That begs the question, why are the other pilots firm on having seen tic-tac UFOs? Could it be not every pilot who had videos of UFOs had chased the same type of spacecraft? Maybe the pilot who claimed the UFO he chased was not a tic-tac-shaped UFO, was chasing a UFO which was different from all the rest. One of the problems with UFO reporting is there are some outrageous claims being made which I believe are there to muddy the waters. I can't help but believe there are still groups in the government which want to hide the fact at least some of the UFOs are alien. For example, there has been a lot of talk about a satellite which is claimed to be alien and has been orbiting the Earth for many thousands of years. It has been named the Black Knight. Recently, an article appeared which stated it had been shot down by the Illuminati. In the article, it was asked, what is the Black Knight satellite? Maybe a better question should have been, who are the Illuminati and where did they get the power to shoot down a satellite? I think that is far more to the point. We have all heard about the Illuminati, but there is no evidence they even exist, let alone they have the power and weapons to shoot things down. These are the kind of articles that are crafted to make us believe articles about UFOs are all baloney, when really there is a basis for them.